Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G making a video about a dead, fired fire chief. Let's go. Yeah, remember recently those LA fires that we had all over the place in California? Well, this chick got allegedly stabbed by her wife. Yeah, and now the wife is running. Yeah, it's crazy shit, man. You see what happens? No good deed goes unpunished, right? Well, let's see what happens, right? Yeah, this was published on February 19th of this year. And it goes, deputies have asked for the public's help in finding the suspect identified in the killing of California fire captain who battled the Easton fire last month. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department announced Thursday that they believe Yolanda Marodi, also known as Yolanda Ojenzaki, is responsible for nuking her wife, Rebecca Mardoki, whatever. Yeah, this chick's not very good looking, is she? But who cares, right? She's a lesbian. Okay, and it says, the 49-year-old Cal Fire captain was found deceased Monday at the residence of Rancho Villa Road in Ramona. The suspect and the victim were married for just over 2 years, according to a sheriff's homicide investigator who cited family members. According to public records, the suspect and the victim shared the same address. Ozenika Zaki, whatever, 53, is described as 5 feet 2 and about 166 pounds and having brown hair, according to a sheriff's department news release. Ozenzaki, whatever, current location is unknown. In 2003, Ozenlaki, whatever, pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter after killing someone in 2000. She was sentenced to 11 years in prison in 2004. Ooh, what a lovely person to marry, right? Deputies previously said they were investigating the case as a potential domestic violence incident and thought Marodi knew her killer. The circumstances and motivation of the killings are unknown. I don't know, lesbians are kind of crazy, in my opinion. Marodi died from multiple stab wounds, and her death was categorized as a homicide, the San Diego County Medical Examiner's Office ruled Wednesday. Okay, and then if you have information, you should call, and blah, blah, blah. And then we go down here, it says, an Instagram account for Yolanda Marodi contains a reference to Rebecca Marodi as her wife. Yep. No special occasion is ever needed to express my love for my amazing wife, Ojenzaki, whatever, wrote in an Instagram caption. I'm so lucky to have married someone that loves me for me. Yeah, right, now you're dead, and what did that accomplish? Nothing, right? Anyways, she truly helps me be a better me, and my life has never been better. And you're deceased now, so better since she's been in it. Now you're gone. So glad I gave love another chance. And now was your second chance. Dun 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 dun. Wow. Marodi responded by commenting, I love you, my beautiful wife. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Marodi started as a volunteer firefighter in 1993 in Moreno Valley and worked as a seasonal firefighter in Riverside and San Bernardino counties from 1994 to 2000, according to Cal Fire and the Riverside County Fire Department. Marodi was a fire apparatus engineer in 2007 and promoted to captain in 2022. Ooh, bad call, because we saw what happened recently. Marodi was among the many firefighters who helped battle the deadly Easton fire last month, according to an Instagram post. She didn't do a good job, in my opinion, but what do I know, right? So much gaslighting in that fire thing. It was so bad. And Gavin Newsom was going to get in trouble for that thing, incidentally. Also that mayor from LA, right? But I digress. And here's the LA Lies, stupid little censoring BS they gotta put there. So crap. Basically, be polite and let's have a nice conversation. Blah, 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 whatever. But let's read the comments down below, see if they're interesting or not, right? Alright, let's read what they say in the comment section. There's this guy named Dave JD89. He says, everyone deserves a third chance. Sure, why not? Then Carlos Dangerous said, sad, Godspeed. Okay. And then we got this other person, DLD Carla, whatever, fa. Said, in all seriously, if she is caught and convicted, would it be the first time in history that someone is convicted of killing two spouses, one male, one female? I think that she might be right. I don't know. Yeah, this is a crazy story. I wonder why they had this lover's quarrel and then one person ended up deceased while the other one's on the lam. It's some crazy thing. I know there's a lot of violence among lesbians. Yeah, if you look up the statistics, there's a lot of domestic violence between them. Incidentally, they were going to talk about it right here in their comment section, but I got bored about it, so I'd rather do other shit, right? I wouldn't be surprised that was some kind of heated argument and then had an altercation and then one person ended up, you know, doing things to the other person. But who knows, right? Well, anyways, I better go do some other stuff. I got things to do later, so, you know, it is what it is. Hope you guys are doing the best things that you can in your life. You're kicking ass, doing everything you need to do. I'm going to try to do the same. So, this is Gonzo G saying goodbye, farewell, and take care. Bye-bye.